Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Guilty Movie Pleasures. In-depth discussion on movies, no matter how guilty they make you feel.
What's up, Guilty Movie Pleasure fans? That sound you hear is no easy way out. Because there's no easy way out of the show today unless you fight a Russian and end the Cold War.
If he
it's
dies,
time
he dies.
For Rocky IV. I'm Josh McCuga. I'm joined here, as always, with my buddy. He is in a Christmas Hallmark movie this year.
We're back
It's called... Are those Christmas needles or just my heartstrings? It's Ben Begley.
Are those Christmas needles?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with like a...
My needles. You know
Christmas needles. A Christmas comedy at a rehab clinic or something.
No.
Okay. I like it.
I like it.
Good to see you. Thanks.
And to Ben's left, special guest, Mr. Jason Inman.
Thanks for having me. I am in a Christmas special this year. It's called That's Not a Reindeer, That's Just Grandma.
Oh, good. Yeah. She's hairy. She's hideous. Jason, you are doing an amazing charity that you wanted to talk about before we get off. We'll talk about the end too, but before we get into the show, I think it's an amazing thing what you're doing. I support anything for the troops and everything like that. So if you could tell the people what you're doing, then we'll start talking at the end of a Cold War.
You got it. Well,
perfect segue.
Yeah. I'm doing this comic drive called Comics for Soldiers, where I want to send 10,000 comic books overseas.
Are you kidding me?
By January 1st. Yeah, because
I'm sorry. Not to just interrupt that, but I have a box of comics that I was like, I want to donate this to soldiers, and I don't know how to do it.
Here you go.
This is awesome. Sorry, I just totally blew out the mic. I'm very excited. We'll talk after the show. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Just eat to the microphone. Yeah.
This is how I'm supposed to talk about, right?
So there's this brilliant organization out there called Comics for Soldiers, and what they do is they bag up old comics or new comics, whatever you want to give, and they send them over to soldiers so they have something to read overseas, you know, because comics aren't very easy. There's lots of nerds in the military, and they want to read that stuff. So 10,000, I'm trying to do this little goal, help them out, 10,000 comics by January 1st.
Wow.
DC Comics already donated 2,600, which is really cool. So we're already 20% of the way there. Do I give out the address or no? Or what do you...
Is there a website? We can put it in the description, but we can also we can tweet it out. We can tweet out links. We can whatever you want.
There's no website. It's just a video. It's a video right now. So
okay.
It's check my Twitter. It's all over my Twitter. I'll have plenty of stuff.
At Jawin, JAWIIN. You guys know him from the Arrow Recap Show with me on Collider.
That crazy guy.
And as well as the host of DCL Access with good friend Tiffany Smith.
That's awesome. We got comics.
I don't have thousands, but I have like a pretty big box full.
Hey, anything matters, man. Even if you're sending 10. It's all good.
Look at that. That's so funny that I actually just talked to my wife about this, where I was like, what am I going to do with these? I'm like, I hear there's this thing where you can donate to soldiers. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And then boom.
So
is that synergy?
That is synergy. You know what else is synergy? Russia and America together fighting for one common goal in the fourth installment of the Rocky franchise, Rocky IV. There's no easy way out. I just added that in there.
There's no easy way out.
Can I just say that the opening shot where the gloves hit each other and explode pretty much sums up what you're in for the entire movie?
They start out all white and then turn the flags. And then they don't really explode on impact. They just kind of hit and then they just throw in a...
And I couldn't tell. I felt like I didn't rewind it because I was too lazy, but I think that just the Russian glove explodes.
Oh, so America wins
again? Because it wouldn't make sense it was so 80s pyrotechnic-y, I couldn't tell.
And they're playing the end of Rocky 3 during the beginning.
How much of this movie is recaps of other Rocky films?
It's like a Nightmare
on Elm Street. Like the seventh Nightmare on Elm Street sequel, where they're like, let's show you everything that happened.
Yeah. I know. When I hadn't seen this movie in years, and so when I rewatched it and I saw that, I was like, wait a minute. I thought we were done with Mr. T.
Yeah.
What is happening?
At least 20 minutes of this runtime is other footage from other movies.
Yeah, like the first
This script
Rocky,
is 45 pages long.
Yeah, the first Rocky shows up in a couple of the
montages. First Rocky, the second Rocky, the third Rocky. I mean, every Rocky shows up in every Rocky. So that's just like an algorithm. Every Rocky is in every Rocky.
You just have to write a 45 to 60 page script and then know that they'll reuse old footage. And
just throw a montage.
You know that there's the part in every script where it's just like the next 20 pages are montage. So here you go. Good luck. Southpaw because he's left-handed. Come on, guys. It's pretty genius. His license plate.
I don't know. Southpaw, is that what that means? Yeah. Well, you're left-handed.
Left-handed. Yeah, you fight left.
I know so little about boxing.
Okay.
The title of Jake Gyllenhaal's movie makes more sense. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which is overhyped.
I guess you're supposed to cozy up to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're more on camera. There we go.
I think we should, before we get into the amazing parts of this movie, because people are want to know, like, why are we doing Rocky IV now? Okay, it may not be a holiday movie, but I'm a fan of holiday movies that don't actually revolve around the holiday.
There
is
one Christmas tree in this movie.
There's one Christmas tree, and the robot has Christmas decorations on it.
And
the fight takes place on Christmas Day.
Oh, and apparently in Russia they don't celebrate Christmas.
They don't.
No, because those damn commies.
Yeah, those commie bastards.
There is no...
They don't have religion in Russia. During communist Russia, there was no religion.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing in
communist Russia.
In communist Russia, there's no Christmas.
For a second there, when you were saying that, Josh, my brain was going back through my history classes going, oh, fuck, was that true? Was there no Christmas in communism?
If Forrest Gump taught me anything, there's no Christmas in Russia.
No possessions? Oh, no, that's talking about China, too. Okay, so let's do the plot in under 3 minutes. Zach, if you could bring the timer up. There we go. So how this works, Jason, is I'll start, and then we'll go through and do the plot in under 3 minutes of the movie.
I think you can do the plot in under 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Do you want to cut it down to 2 minutes, Zach? Can we cut it down to 2 minutes?
Let's
go. There we go. All right, 2 minutes. And ready... Go, Ben.
Me? Okay. Yes. So we start off with... now my brain just farted. a recap of everything that happened in Rocky III with Mr. T, and now Apollo and Rocky are friends. And they're all just talking about, like, hey, I got this crazy robot. It's my kid's birthday. And they do a spar. Him and Apollo spar. And there's the first of 75 freeze frames in the movie, where if you play a drinking game, every time it freezes and fades out, you'll be hammered by 20 minutes in. Polly's awkward birthday with the robot that eventually becomes a sex robot. Then Ivan Drago and Brigitte Nielsen are brought in, and they're
Brigitte.
And then they're it's like, with this Russian who is Superman who wants to take on the world's greatest fighter. And somebody else take it.
Jason, go.
And then so he challenges Apollo Creed to a fight, and Rocky's like, oh, Apollo, you don't need to fight him. And Apollo's like, no, I'm old, I'm an invalid, I need to fight this guy.
Pretty much.
Get in there. So they go
What's this robot?
He puts on a giant American flag. He does a dance number in front
Most
of
egomaniacal dance number ever.
A really, really, really long musical number with James Brown. And then Apollo gets in the ring, and Ivan Drago hits him so damn hard that he dies. And then Ivan Drago says in an interview that he doesn't care whether he lives or dies. And then we go to a funeral, and Josh takes it.
Okay, so Rocky Balboa has really thick sunglasses on at the funeral for some reason, because he's dressed in all black, but he needs black eyeglasses as well.
Because he looks like Cobra.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, smash cut to a press conference where he says he's going to fight Drago on Christmas Day. And then Adrian goes home, and there's reporters everywhere. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they have a scene on the thing, and then montage. And then Russia, training montage. Then Adrian shows up in Russia, montage. And then they cut to the
fight
in Russia.
Longest fight ever where he just gets the shit beaten out of then him for 30 minutes.
It's 30 minutes long.
It's a 30-minute. Fight scene.
16 minutes.
Tons of this.
16 rounds.
He's fighting the Russian. When he first gets in there, you realize the Russian is too big. Rock is going to get destroyed with a trip hammer of a right hand, just taking him out. It's a bloodbath in Moscow. And then he's like, the Russians cut. They start fighting. Come on, Rock. He's got to knock him out in the last round. And this is,
solves
the Cold War. I can change. You can change. We all can change. Rocky IV.
I love how you had plenty of time to finish the plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And instead of going through plot, you just added lots of sound effects. Because you were like, you had like 45 seconds. You were on the home stretch. I was like, oh, Makuga's head's not going to explode this week.
Nope.
And then you were like, nah, man, I'm adding sound effects and music to this one.
All right. Well,
I love how a lot.
I'm going to take a little breather. Cut me, Ben. Cut me.
Can we please put I would love to do a montage of all your meltdowns each week. The last 30 seconds of every summary, and have a best of.
If a fan out there who's watching GMP could edit together a...
Can you do auto-tunes mashup?
Auto-tune. Oh, there you go.
Auto-tunes mashup of Jack Because
it's still 2009
and auto-tune. He just gave you the perfect musical track. I also love in the description.
And then
that,
he said, if you could change, we could change.
And then he's like, ah! Rocky.
There you go. It just says it, it should be more like a hair metal band, though, instead of auto-tunes. It should definitely be more like an Eye of the Tiger Survivor style.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What were you going to say, Jason, in the description?
Oh, no, I was going to say that I thought it was funny that you talked about he was on the home stretch, and you started describing, like, all the boxing moves. And I was like,
I was very impressed.
Just say they fight.
I was very impressed. You know more about boxing than I do,
I'm a big boxing
say much,
fan. I love boxing. Okay, Jason, do you remember the first time you saw this movie?
I always like to talk about that. I had to be at least like 10 years old, mm-hmm. because we used to have like this, back in the days of VHS, we had to have this local gas station that would have like 20 movies, and we would go there like once a week and pick up a movie. And I swear to God, this was one of those movies, because I remember the winter montages, and I remember the change, you could change.
Yeah.
I remember that, but like, man, it has been 15, 20 years since I've seen this movie.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
a long time.
Here's the thing, is if it's on TV, if I'm flipping through, Rocky IV is usually the one I stop at. Like, if it's Rocky III, I'm like, eh, I can probably pass it. If it's Rocky II, I'm like, eh, I can pass it. If it's original Rocky, I'll stick around.
Well, see, I'll stick around for III, because that's Mr. T.
Oh, well, Mr. T does show up as Thunderlips.
Yeah.
I mean, or no, I'm sorry, Hulk Hogan's Thunderlips, and then Mr. T's, obviously. I never stop for Rocky V, but sometimes there's always, like, a piece of me that's like, you should watch Rocky V.
Never.
You should watch Rocky, because at the end, when he says, like, sue me for what, when he punches George Washington Duke. Come on, guys. It's pretty sweet.
I forgot about that name.
I don't know. I'm fairly certain I've never seen Rocky V. I'm not sure, though.
So this came out in 85. Rocky IV did. Okay.
I remember watching it on VHS, like with my parents. But I think my first exposure to it was listening to it on vinyl and liking the soundtrack.
Oh,
and being
okay.
Like,
vinyl?
Eye of the Tiger, it's the thrill of the...
That's three.
Three is the first one.
But you hear Eye of the Tiger at the beginning.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger is on the vinyl of that, too, because they reuse all the same music and all the same footage from other movies. Right.
Well, they thought that Survivor couldn't make a better song than Eye of the Tiger, and then they come out with Hearts on Fire. Come on.
So I love the soundtrack. And I remember looking at the vinyl and like all the pictures and being like, what happens in this? And I watched it. And I remember being super affected by the fact that Apollo Creed died. Like, it really, because I had seen the other ones in passing, so I kind of knew their friendship. And I was like, oh my God, he's dead.
Yeah.
And as a kid, that was rough. That's rough seeing, you know, Apollo just get pummeled.
Right.
And then even now, watching it last night, Rocky gets the shit beaten out of him in the end, and I'm sitting there going, what, come on, this isn't even a fight, like, how, what, this is 12 rounds of him just getting, he's gonna have a brain aneurysm by the end of it, it's awful.
He doesn't, I mean, we all know that he eventually has a brain aneurysm at the beginning of four, his hands are shaking, he's got CTE pretty bad, or what, we didn't know it was
five?
CTE.
Five? Like,
five, what did I say?
Okay. You said four.
Oh, okay.
He's bad.
At the beginning of five.
I was like, I didn't see that last night.
No, yeah.
Did I fast forward that?
At the beginning of five, he's in the shower shaking, and Adrian's like, what's the matter? And he's like, I can't stop him from shaking.
I punched the meat too much.
Yeah, exactly. But this movie I remember the first time I saw it. We were living, I was back home in Pittsburgh, and my dad's like, you boys are watching this movie. This is an American classic. I was like six, and we were in our basement. And you know, the couch is going, and my mom was like, what are you guys watching down there? Some stupid Rocky movie? My dad's like, yeah! We're watching Rocky IV, and it's amazing! And so, after that, like, every time, because Sega Master, do you guys remember Sega Master? Rocky was a video game for a joystick, and if you got to Drago, he was like your ultimate enemy in
the
Rocky.
Big boss.
Yeah, he was. So,
not the kid in the street.
No. Tommy Morrison.
So it was basically like a Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but Rocky style?
Yeah, but it wasn't as good, because you fought like other... You fought Apollo twice and Clubber and Drago, and that was it, really. But it was really hard. It was a really hard fighting game.
I don't remember that game at all.
My buddy Donnie had it, and so
Sega Masters was before Genesis.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And so only the really cool kids had Sega Master System, because that was like...
Or the parents that were like, not everybody has... Everybody has Nintendo. You should get Sega. And he's like, they only have three games.
It's like the kids that bought the 32X.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
or Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a Dreamcast.
Did you?
Or the Sega Saturn.
I still have Marvel Versus. I bought that, too.
Man. Oh, man. You were sucking off a Sega's teeth. What was going on, man?
Let's go. I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Hello, Sega. Mom.
They had that, and I remember thinking to myself, and then every time my brother and I got into a fight, I was like, I'm Drago. He's like, I want to be Drago. I was like, that's not how this is supposed to work. Nobody wants to be Drago. I'm like, yeah, but he's so badass.
You know what, though? It's interesting you bring that up, because while I was watching this movie, I actually kind of felt sympathy for Drago. And here's really? Why. Here's why.
What? Sympathy or empathy?
Both. Okay. A little bit of empathy. Okay. I'm empathetic for him. Yeah, sympathy, okay. Not so much. But I looked at it, and I watched it, and when he's first introduced in America, he comes into America and is immediately hated by everyone. Mm-hmm. They just come in here saying, we're going to challenge you. And I get that the political climate at the time, Russia, and it was basically like a Nazi coming into the United States mm-hmm. at that time mm-hmm. in our country. But... Man, that crowd in the first fight with Apollo, they make Americans look like assholes. We're like, man, fuck you, Russia!
Bring back James Brown!
I started watching this and I was like, oh, fuck, it would be a brilliant experiment if somebody made a fan film from Ivan Drago's perspective and showed this poor kid growing up in Soviet Russia and communism, just battered down by the government, picked up by this creepy Kremlin guy in the beginning of the movie who then makes him like this killing machine. He's basically like Danny the dog, Jet Li's character in Unleashed to me. He's like, these guys
very esoteric.
This guy controls him, and he's like being injected with stuff. And
he's Russian Wolverine.
Basically gone through the Russian Weapon X program, and now he's being unleashed in America, and we all hate him. And in the end, when he's getting pummeled, and he's kind of like, I fight for me. I'm like, I feel bad for this guy because I'm just saying, come on, tell me if that wouldn't be an interest, like when they did Superman Red Sun, the comic. Imagine if they did Rocky IV Red Sun, story.
I didn't feel any sympathy or empathy for that guy. I actually watched that movie and was like, oh, there are two robots in this movie, and he's the second one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
But here's the thing.
Russians are so two-dimensional. Yes.
They've created a monster. Like, they basically...
Yes. He's
Dr.
Russian's
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they get that... The one trainer who's, like, the really silent little black guy, and he's just, like... He always just plays with the needles. You're like, where'd they get this guy from? And then the two guys that look pretty much exactly alike.
Yeah,
like,
I can't tell them
apart. And then that's when they're like, unleash the beast. Here comes the right hand.
Which, isn't it ironic, though, that this is kind of an anti-steroids movie, and then later on in life, Stallone got almost like boatloads of humans.
Yeah, but these were like the illegal kind that they were putting in horses. The one that Stallone got. Yeah, well, if people were people were to take HGH... And like on a pattern, it'd be okay. Like you should be able to. Take
I saw
some
that
of
documentary,
their,
Bigger, Stronger, Faster, and I was like, oh wait,
it's actually exists in your body anyway.
Yes.
So Josh
is on HGH right now. That explains his amazing physique.
It's not amazing.
You're way more in shape than I am.
What I really like about it is that they prove to the point that if you have the best stuff and you train in like this perfect area with all and. First of all, who are the sparring partners they get for drugs? Here's Dave from down the block.
I just imagine a line of nervous Russians like, oh shit, oh god, here comes, we got a next.
No, that's the criminal justice system over there. You can go fight Drago.
Yeah. Get in the ring.
You jaywalked, fight Drago. Yeah,
crap. But he's like
you
running
said
around.
You said anti-Russian statements, fight Drago.
You clap for Rocky, fight Drago.
Everyone in the audience that cheers for Minion has to fight Drago.
They all have to fight Drago.
Because they cheered for Rocky. Now,
what I always keep thinking is when we were watching the Olympics as a kid and a Russian would lose or one of the nations back then that were known for like being communist would lose, my dad's like, watch, they go back to Russia and they shoot them. I was like, Jesus, Dad. That's not what happens. But every time like Drago was hyped up all this thing and then he loses and he like insults the whole Politburo, you know he's in a Siberian labor camp for the next couple of years just working it off. It's not good. And then here's my favorite Russian scene thing that they do. It's such a little side part is when they're sitting there in Vegas as Apollo's getting his face beaten in or he's on the ground or whatever. And the guy's sitting there with a cigarette and Brigitte Nielsen just leans in and smokes off his cigarette. I'm like, yes, that is so. They just
so Russian.
Yeah, like
pure evil.
I don't care. America will die.
This movie is such a giant stereotype mm-hmm. of both American culture and Russian culture. Because
in the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Americans, I would venture to say, come off as antagonistic, the crowd at least, and the portrayal. Apollo Creed comes off like a bad guy almost in that whole James Brown sequence we're talking about. Where he comes
solid
in,
mustache,
where
though.
He comes in on a fucking bull platform. Yeah.
Great,
it's like
great costume.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Spot
it's
on.
Ridiculous.
Well,
no
Apollo
wonder
is
the
a
rest
bull.
Of, no wonder the rest of the world hates us if, like, you know, if that's what we come out.
Mama, put your hand hands up.
He came out like a WWE wrestler, Macho Man Randy Savage or something.
And then when things start going wrong, I believe the clip is called Supposed to Be an Exhibition. This is one of my I yell this at people all the time. Weird.
What are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
I love, first of all, Rocky's trainer, or Apollo's trainer, who's in all of the movies. He's in all four movies. He has like the greatest trainer yelling voice all of boxing movies ever. And in the fight in Russia when he throws like the sponge, he's got the sponge. And in this one, it's supposed to be an exhibition. I've never seen a man spit more like angry. Can we play that one more time?
What are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
It's like a sprinkler goes
off. His face is exploding. And when they get some good close-ups of him during fights, he is, man. On his face, he's just the best. I love that guy so much. It's kind of like I went to my aunt is a painter. I don't know if you know this.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're like, you know, they go out and they brought in a professional and totally outshined my aunt. And I went up to the professional. I screamed in her face. Damn it.
What are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
See?
I used to belong in my earlier days when I was in better shape and less body hair. I was in an exhibitionist colony.
Oh.
And one day I showed up to the nude beach and everybody had clothes on and I was just free balling. And I just looked at everybody in their cut off jean shorts and I screamed to them,
what are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
That might be one of my best.
They go worse, Jason. If you want to take one if you can.
I'm formulating.
If you can put that in perspective, that's one of my better ones on this show.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I usually just put it up there. You know, a lot of people go to conventions, but I'm more of an exhibition guy, okay? Really and truly. And so I've been to some conventions, but on the outside it says exhibition hall, right? But I walk in and they're like, welcome to the convention. And I get so confused. I go up to the smallest person I can find. I pull them up and I'm like,
what are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
That was totally a Ben Begley one.
Yeah, definitely. You won with that one. Jason, anything?
Not an exhibition, no.
Oh, okay.
It's so specific.
It's a very tough one.
But kids, if you're out there and something goes wrong and you thought it was supposed to be something lighter than it was, please scream into somebody else's face.
What are you guys doing?
I love that.
I mean,
like a preseason football game, you imagine like somebody gets hurt and like the coach just runs out in the middle, takes the other coach by the collar and screams at him.
What are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
Yeah. It happens at any intramural game I go to.
Oh, absolutely. You
know,
all the time. Touch football.
Some angry games.
Yeah.
And my buddy was playing softball, tore his Achilles, and I ran up to him and I screamed.
What are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
You got it.
I was actually playing
this is where the rest of the show goes.
I was actually playing Wii Baseball. And I gave it to my friend and he was playing it and he didn't put the strap on and he threw the remote through my TV and I went up to him and I was like,
what are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
And he went, that made no sense in this context. And I went, I know, but you still fucking broke my TV.
I once went to this art show on Melrose.
Oh, nice.
And it was supposed to be a Degas exhibition. And by the time I got there, the doors were closed, and I screamed at the door.
What are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition.
He took my painting, and I ran with it, and I love it. Well done.
Oh, man.
See, well, what happened was, like, we were all trying to work that quote into something, and really, Ben did it, and Jason did it, and I thought we all did pretty well, but really and truly...
What are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition!
Of our improv skills.
That's a tough word to work in.
Exhibition.
It is.
Of our improv skills. Oh, man.
He gets killed.
Can we talk about how that's a little extreme, right? Like, he could have been in a coma and then woken up later on
in
the movie.
You have to.
Why did you have to kill him?
Well, you had to kill him because the only way Rocky was going to go and fight Drago is if he...
was that extreme?
Yeah.
Couldn't have been in a coma and Rocky would have still fought him? No,
because Rocky would have stayed with him in the coma. Don't you remember Rocky 2 when Adrian ran in the coma?
Yeah,
he wasn't
going
to fight. What are we waiting for? You know, it's... He had to go avenge his death because he's a fighter, like he says in the stairwell, and that's...
I'm a fighter. That's what
you can't change. You can't do
what I do.
But there's a part... Every time I'm watching this movie, I listen for this individual scream that is then followed by Stop the Fight. If we could play Stop the Fight and listen for the scream, it's right off the bat. Here we go.
Outburst
You hear that? Okay, play that one more time. And play it one more time, if you could. See, you hear that?
No,
I don't know if that's his wife or if that's Adrian, if that's just somebody in the crowd trying to get onto the movie and like get their scream hit. Because have you ever, this is really embarrassing, but I used to like fish. I used to follow fish around. I was kind of a fish head. Okay. I'm sorry. My bad on that one, guys. I went through a hippie phase. I enjoy the concert, whatever. But when you go
to like
fish concerts.
7 hours long, though.
When you go to fish concerts, and most of the fish concerts is an area that's called Mike Forest. And its microphones are all up on sticks, and that's how they record tapes, and people get the bootlegs from them. And like the bootleg trading was a big thing in fish concerts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, I got Atlanta 98. Like, oh, I got Pittsburgh 01. It's sick.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, when they play Weekapog in a Buffalo, oh, dude, it's so
good.
Oh,
man, when they do their 75-minute version of this song, it's so much better than their 32-minute version.
But you got to figure, like, my buddies and I used to go by the mic stands because you can only get so far, and I have, like, a really loud whistle, and I'd be like, okay, so I did the whistle in this concert during this song, and I'd listen and be like, that's my whistle! Uh-huh. Right? So you got to figure during the shooting of this, some girl was like, they were like, all right, scream and be in shock, and she went,
that's Josh McCougar at Fish.
At a fish concert.
At a fish concert.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, if you ever go back and rewatch old MASH, they use the same laugh track through every episode, and during like the big laugh of the episode, there's this one laugh they play, and there's a guy in it, and you can hear the guy go, and you're just like, you hear it, especially if you watch him in Netflix binging, and you're just like, who is this guy?
How did they not catch that after 8 seasons of MASH?
I don't know.
Nobody can. The laugh track is, I wish we could retire the laugh track. I feel like if you're going to do a multicam, just do it in front of a live audience, or don't do it at all. The laugh track is so, they call it canned laughter, because I mean, it does sound like it's like,
it's,
and here's the joke. Because people don't laugh
like
that.
So like how your stand-up used to go?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. I used to add laughs on my stand-up. You son of a bitch!
Well, they could stop the laugh track, or they could... They could stop the fight, Ben. They could stop the fight.
The last comment hurt my feelings.
Sorry, Ben.
I'm kidding. It couldn't hurt my feelings any more than the YouTube comments on my stand-up videos.
Oh.
You know, the thing is, if we were doing a movie now, I think that they would really kind of go down the wormhole of Rocky explaining himself to Apollo's wife. But we've never seen Apollo's wife, really, until this movie. Like, she's sort of one and two, but she's, like, a real minor character.
And then you never see her after he dies.
You never see her in three. She's not in three.
And they recast her, I think, for Creed. It's not the same actress.
Oh, it's Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
It's definitely not this actress, because her acting in this moment, when she screams, stop the fight, there's so much, there's just so much power behind her voice. She's so good. I don't think she could have topped that.
No,
I really don't.
You know, once you reach that pinnacle, you just throw in the towel.
But I think if this movie, tickle it then.
What if her hands exploded like in the beginning of Rocky IV?
They would have investigated Rocky's or Apollo's wife being like, hey, why didn't you throw in the towel? We're going to sue you for wrongful death. And that would have been a whole thing. But because this is the 80s, she's like, listen, we're not going to sue you. Just go over to Russia and beat that guy. Even though that was never said.
Yeah. That's what I expected you. Go to another country and beat down their best fighter for my husband.
Don't throw in the towel. I love that whole sequence. It's so badly over the top where it's like just like, and that this is the my least favorite thing in specifically, and to what also makes me laugh the hardest in 80s movies, but also in sometimes modern movies, where they'll show you in like in the Hearts on Fire when he's like remembering Apollo die. That drives me crazy because we just saw it like 7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You don't need to remind me of something. I'm not an idiot. Or like at the end of a movie when they're like, when somebody dies and they're like, I remember all those times, but they don't bother to show you any other times. They just show you what you've already seen in the movie. And it's like, that's a key point where you could show other stuff, not just reuse footage from other movies.
But he's going through all of his times with Apollo.
And it's funny
because he's in his Lamborghini and he's driving around real fast.
And he keeps
the awkward beach jump.
Oh, yeah. They smack dick so many times. And so many
smack dick.
All right, guys. Dicks. We caught a lot of dick smacking on this take. If you guys could like jump sideways, it would probably be better because we were saying a little bit.
You know,
dicks are so huge, you'll still smack.
If I saw that much dick smacking, I know what I would yell. Nope.
That's too much dick smacking. Stop the fight! And it's so cheesy how he, like, it's like he's looking up here and thinking, and then looking here, and then looking over here, and then Adrian's over here. Happy memories of Apollo are here. Sad memories are here. Ivan Drago's here.
And then
that's the direction of Sylvester Stallone, right?
Oh,
directing himself.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Let me preface this by, I love Stallone. I think he's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love 90% of his movies. This movie is hilarious and fun to watch, but for the most part, pretty cheeseball and ridiculous, and a low point for the Rocky series.
Well, it's interesting.
I mean, he directed
almost all of them.
All of them except for one.
And you know what happened? I'll bet after one, he was like, what the fuck did I just do it?
Written and directed by Stallone. Written and directed by Stallone. Written and directed by Stallone. Written and directed by Stallone.
All of them? From 2 to 6?
Oh, wait. Nope. Sorry. 5 was not directed by Stallone. It was directed by John V. Alvildsen. And then this Rocky Balboa was obviously written and directed by Stallone. Mm-hmm.
See, I like the Expendables. I liked all that stuff, man.
But Rocky, I mean, listen, I'm still a fan. I know you guys don't really per se like Rocky IV.
No, I don't get me wrong. I like it. I just don't think it's a good movie.
It's.
I enjoy the shit out of it.
Okay.
It's just this is the epitome of any except 5, which is just bad. But
whoa.
But from what you say, I barely remembered if I ever saw it. But Rocky IV, out of all of these, is definitely the guilty movie pleasure of the bunch.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Where the other ones you can legitimize as actual good movies. This is. I was laughing my ass off during this movie last night, but also thoroughly entertained.
Because
there's really no slow moments. It's just...
It's basically...
Conversation,
10 minutes of dialogue,
montage,
10 minutes of dialogue, montage, 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 30-minute fight.
I fell off the couch after the 5-minute montage in Russia. Then when Adrian shows up, they hug, and then another five montage. That was the greatest.
Yeah, this movie, it is definitely a guilty movie pleasure, but, like, yeah, it has pushed into that, like, bad cult movie a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And, like, I can remember, like, when that Rocky IV, like, when the general consensus was, like, everybody was like, this movie is amazing. This Oscar winner.
Yes.
I remember this being as a kid, this was my favorite.
Yeah.
Of course it was, because he fights Russia.
Yeah.
And Russia is our enemy. Start the Cold War again. Let's fight him. Put him in a ring.
We gotta have something to do.
Probably a bad idea.
Get Drago out of the Siberian work camp, get him back to the States, and have him fight Rocky.
One of the funniest tweets I saw.
Wait, for Creed 2?
No.
He's fighting some guy in ISIS.
He could. But one of the funniest tweets I saw about Creed was that, help me off the actor's name, Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, yeah.
Showed up to the Creed premiere and somebody like took a picture of him and tweeted. He was like, "I don't think it's right that Drago is at the at this movie. He killed his dad."
So true. Oh, so good.
I'm telling you, the next movie should be a Drago spinoff.
I'm saying
Drago.
Drago Jr.
Drago Jr.
Or Drago.
What if Creed 2? Creed
son of Drago.
Son of
Creed
Drago.
Dude, son of Drago.
I guarantee you that was pitched somewhere.
Run with this, Hollywood.
Oh my God.
I guarantee you that Creed 1 was before the actual filmmakers who are great got a hold of it. I'm sure at some point in the process it was like, you know, what if we do a Creed spinoff and he fights Son of Drago or something? And they're like, that's terrible.
Son of Drago is a great title.
Son of Drago? Yes. Amazing.
I'm telling you, do a movie focused solely on Son of Drago.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Son of Drago, guys. Hashtag.
Where you show that, but think about how interesting that would be. Where you show the perspective of a young Russian youth now living in a post-Soviet Russia.
In the shadow of his famous father.
In the shadow of his famous monster of a father.
And Creed is just one that, I don't know what happens in Creed, so I can't like spoil it, but it's Creed is now
just something cool.
Yeah. Apollo Jr.
Won some sort of belt.
Yeah. And then Son of Drago's like, I'll fight him and I will win.
I must reclaim my father's
And then
honor.
Drago obviously wins in the first fight, and then the second one it comes back. And in comes Polly as the trainer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or they bring back it's supposed to be an exhibition guy.
No,
but wouldn't you technically want to fight Rocky Jr.
Because Rocky Jr.'s out there like painting pictures. He's a real doucher. All right, let's
isn't he the dude from Heroes, Milo?
Okay, let's play. What's the first clip we got there? Yes.
Yeah,
there isn't a Stallone movie,
but not a Stallone
without a Stallone yell.
No,
that's I mean in every movie he screams something, whether it's a person's name or just screaming at whatever part. And you get this one. He screams it 3 times in the mountaintop, but this is the clearest of the Drago. If we could play that again.
And even that's not that clear.
And we all know that at the beginning of Creed 2, Son of Drago, this is what is he has this playing on repeat. If you could play it again.
This movie is a parody of the other Rocky movies because they even show you
a parody of Perfect into More Perfect.
Sure, because I mean that
you're talking about a movie with a robot.
That whole climbing the mountain sequence is—I mean, we all know this—obviously a ripoff or an escalation of the running the stairs and jumping at the end. But this is on a fucking mountaintop, screaming the villain's
name. But don't
tell
me that every time you get up to a mountaintop, you don't want to scream.
Next time I go to Big Bear, that's what I'm going to do.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but there was an original excerpt, deleted scene, if you will. Harry Potter was climbing up a mountain, and he screamed, it was Draco, but they just subbed in Stallone.
Yeah. I remember that.
Right before the Battle for Hogwarts.
Strange.
Yeah.
Strange.
You know, when I was a kid, I had a tough time saying dragon, and when I couldn't say dragon, I would actually say,
I was a big drag racer back in the day, like really big into drag racing. And before I would start the car, my car horn, I would just hit it and it would go.
I don't know if there was a deleted epilogue scene where Ivan Drago goes back to Russia and starts a Drano company called Drago's Drano. They started marketing it in the 80s, and I remember my mom and dad bought some of it, and our sink was really clogged, and we used Drago's Drano for it, and it made it worse. And my dad just looked at the Drago's Drano and screamed, Drago! Pretty proud of that one. Pretty proud of it. Hashtag Drago's Drano.
So
when I make my cougar speechless.
Can we end on that one? Oh, my God.
Drago's Drano.
Drago's Drano. What's our next clip?
Trying to say it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
If I can change, я думаю, что каждый тоже изменится. You can change.
Yeah.
Вы можете измениться. Everybody can change.
No, guys.
What a beautiful
It was a beautiful moment. The Mikhail Gorbachev look like they get. Yep. They don't want to be two Mikhails, so they didn't put the weird birthmark on his head. He stands up and claps, and then the guy that we don't know what he does stands up and claps. And
he's basically the Victor Frankenstein.
He's Vladimir Putin's dad.
Right.
Builds Drago.
Vlad Sr. And. And basically, at this point, you know, Ronald Reagan was in the midst of the Cold War. They were trying to bring the Berlin Wall down, and it only took four more years. But if you really look at history, if people were writing history books, Rocky IV is what got that ball rolling.
I think so.
That brought it onto the wall?
You know, it was banned in Russia at first, and then bootleg copies of it filtered around, and just kids started just really thinking about it.
They're like, there's something about this Italian stallion.
I like this man.
I love that they call him Stallion.
He climbs on mountains very well.
Wasn't the adult film he was in called The Italian Stallion or something?
I think so.
And so that's what's so funny that they call him Stallion when that's like a blemish on his record.
Can we play the next clip? Oh, he's pulling out a little separate here.
Doing
we got
something.
Do a little,
doing
a
ending
separate.
The Cold War.
Doing something.
It's a gutter war. No holds barred in Moscow.
I love that kind of stuff. Because, first of all, USA, I guess, used to have boxing, so they would have the fights. Because USA, if you notice, all of their microphones are USA. Not like USA, the network.
Oh, yeah.
And because Stu Mahan, all those guys that are always at the Rocky fights, like, look at him. His face, it can't be penetrated. And this crowd, it doesn't faze him at all. You're like, all right, Stu, it's really not that big a deal. And then he's got
this one it is. It's but, Russia versus the USA.
Oh, you know what we forgot to even mention real quick is the guy that does the ring announcing in the first one, his mustache is incredible.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's so good. But this,
that's a Movember stash.
Yeah, right.
No, he wins Movember.
Every year.
He won it before it existed.
Now, this clip where she calls it a gutter war. What is a gutter war? Is that just something he made up? Because I've never heard of a gutter war.
I don't. Maybe it's
Christmas
gonna be a,
vacation.
Maybe it's going to be a dirty fight.
Yeah, that's like dirty.
Yeah,
cousin.
Because they're in the gutter.
Shitter's full.
No, like you know how Clark hangs in the gutter and then wings back. And ice from the gutter flies through. It's kind of a gutter war, or like perhaps you and your neighbor are fretting over whose leaves are in your gutter and who's going to clean out those leaves. Gutter war. I'm just
think
thinking suburban kind of
thing.
I
think it's a dirty fight.
Can you play that clip again real quick?
It's a gutter war, no holds barred.
That's what it is.
Moscow.
It's a gutter war, no holds barred, meaning it's a dirty fight, no holding back, They're just going to keep going until
they're
somebody.
Not it's
like
that referee.
It's like Mortal Kombat.
I love how
he's covered in blood at the end. That referee has blood all over. It looks like a Jackson Pollock painting on his shirt.
Well,
at the end of
that true. But how about how Lou Filippo, who's supposed to be like the greatest boxing referee in history, Drago just throws him to the side while he's killing Apollo. As much fault can lay on the ref as it can on Rocky for not throwing in the towel.
Oh yeah,
stop
it's
the fight.
It's
what's
ridiculous.
Our fourth clip? There is that.
I see three of them out there.
Oh yeah,
get the one in the middle. Right.
Yeah.
Get the one in the middle.
Right. No. Yeah, that makes
sense.
For all intents and purposes, we can all agree that Rocky shouldn't have won this fight, right?
Because no, he's dead.
He gets...
Yeah, he totally dies.
I mean, they show the first, like, seven rounds, and he's getting destroyed. Then they show a montage where I'm like, ah, this is where he's going to start winning.
Yep.
Nope. Oh, it's like five more rounds. And then they get to the 16th round, and suddenly
that's back when fights used to be 15, 16 rounds.
Jesus Christ. What are they, 10 now?
12.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Like 12's too long.
He would have been dead in round three.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. We can all agree. Okay, well, I thought it was crazy.
In every Rocky boxing match, in the actual fights, they're the most unboxing realistic movies you'll ever see. Because if you were to take one full haymaker from a professional boxer, you would probably have major brain damage. These guys, like, they barely get, like, one good punch in that moves your chin and knocks you out.
Just think
like, these
like
guys
12
are
in a round.
Not just 12 in a round. Like, he bounces off the corner, and as he's bouncing off, his face gets punched like he's a moving target. That's death. He would die.
Yeah.
But I think that about almost every Rocky fight. Like, I almost think
that's
like,
what
Rocky should have lost, like, every fight he's been
in. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's why he's an American treasure, and that's how he ended the Cold War.
Because he never gave up.
It's just like the Pitch Perfect movies. I always think the other teams are better.
Oh.
And they still win.
Ben, if you ever bring up Pitch Perfect during a Rocky
podcast.
You know
why I did that? I did that exactly because I was trying to top or match the bringing up of Ass to Ass during Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I was trying to disappoint you one more time. I like getting that look of...
Jason's like, wait a second.
I'm like, what's Ass to Ass?
But it spawned that amazing...
Sounds like a gun of war in Moscow.
It spawned that amazing Photoshop photo one of our fans sent us.
That's true. That was amazing. All right. I think we have the You Will Lose. This is...
I love when Josh just ignores. Sorry.
Play that again real quick.
He is a robot.
He's a robot. And one more. Yep. So, Ben, and everything that I play you in, ever.
I assume if I ever mention Pitch Perfect during a Rocky show or Ass to Ass during a childhood classic... But I will lose. That's what you will say to me.
Jason.
I know I'm not getting this good award.
You know, I play the you know the game in the arcades where you the thing goes back and forth and you have to stack the blocks to try and get it to the win up top and you can win an iPad or iPhone or whatever. I always get to the very last major prize one where it's one block and then I hit it and it misses and falls down and says. Mm-hmm. I guess I should have won with Claw Machine. That's more well known.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Every time I think I can eat two Chipotle burritos at the actual restaurant, the second burrito looks at me and says,
"You know, anytime I'm thinking about taking a girl out on a date, I always ask Siri for advice, and Siri doesn't give me ideas. Siri just says."
Mm-hmm. Well done.
I think the last time I had Jaeger, my stomach immediately went. Because you're not 20 anymore.
Every time I think that I can still. Jump off a 30-foot cliff and do two flips, and then I get like I bite my tongue like I did.
Because you
vacation.
Used to be really good.
Yeah, I get out of the water, and all my friends look at me and say, "My body can't take it anymore, guys." I tried to do a backflip on a trampoline. I think I broke my ankle this weekend.
Body. I had too much Korean barbecue the other day, and I felt hungover the next day. I'm like, what the hell's happening to me?
Yeah, it's not
how
good.
How am I hungover from KBBQ?
We are showing our age here, fellas. Well, that was Rocky IV. That's an American classic. It's the greatest holiday movie with boxing in it and screaming from mountaintops.
And remember, this episode was sponsored by Drago's Drano. Drago's Drano.
If you can...
Unclog any drain the Russian way.
By screaming at your sink.
Just pummeling your sink.
It tells every drain, you will lose.
Yeah!
Well done. Jason Inman, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Jawin. And that, if you want to donate for the Comics for Soldiers, that I have a video on there. That's where all the information is. That's where the address is. That's where everything is. Jawin. Jawiin. And all the other stuff like Collider Arrow Show with Josh and this crazy guy.
Yeah. So, guys, donate your comics. Anything you guys have in there to Jason's campaign is pretty awesome, man. I think it's a very noble cause. Ben, do it. Get those comics out of your house.
Get them out.
And into the soldiers' hands. Where can the good people find you?
I'm at the Ben Begley. You can also find our movie at Funhouse Massacre. At Funhouse Mass. And Funhouse Massacre movie. We're going to have VOD and DVD release info very soon.
Well done. Congratulations,
nice. Yes,
Ben.
And thank you to all the fans who went out to see it and tweeted at me and all that stuff. It was really cool.
It was a great movie. I enjoyed it.
And thank you to this guy.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh Makuga. You can also find me in Russia training. What?
That's where you're going for
blocks.
Christmas, right?
Yeah, I'll be training in the snow climbing mountains, screaming Drago. Until the next time, what is your guilty movie pleasure?
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.